MCVO Talent Outsource Services helps small businesses reduce cost by providing exceptional talent from the Philippines. With companies struggling to remain viable, open-minded companies are hiring offshore bookkeepers, virtual assistants, telemarketers, customer support, and digital marketers. Their post-production services for photographers and videographers are impressive, and they'll help reduce expenses across the board. Visit them at mcvotalent.com and listen to the podcast with their co-founder, Mark Zucker, on episode 7 and 53. Coming up now on Visual Wow.
I can't step on that stage as Michael Cerbelli's Hot List after a year that we went through, and I'm not looking back. I'm looking ahead, and that's what we need to do. Start looking ahead. What changes do we have to make? Not only with the ideas that we're presenting to our clients this year, but what we need to do to get through the rest of this year. We are not going to be a normal industry until we get through this year. And God, please, I pray for all of us that no new strains come in. We could get through this fall. Remember, Jack, last year we thought we'd be done with this by the end of the summer. And look at what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow. The podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Welcome back, Visual Community. I am Jack Hartzman, your host, and very excited to greet my old friend Michael Cerbelli from Cerbelli Creative. The president, the CEO, the man who made the hot list, Michael Cerbelli. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, Mr. Hartzman. How are you today?
If I was any better, Michael, there would be two of me.
Jack, it's been many, many years. It's an honor to be with you, and I am so happy I'm going to see you in Miami.
Of all the places to reunite, I mean, last time we were together, do you remember where it was? It was just 2 years ago, right before COVID.
Yes, it was Sammy's Romanian Steakhouse for celebrating what Jewish holiday was it?
We were doing Passover with the Italians. I think that's what it was.
That's it. And we were there with my thrill that night. I got to meet Brenda Vaccaro. People are going, who the hell is Brenda Vaccaro? We know who Brenda Vaccaro is. And that's it. That's all that matters.
It was not just Brenda, but we had Jackie and Rob there. We had my parents were there. My 85-year-old parents were there. And they're still talking about it. And they heard that Sammy's closed down during COVID, and they were very upset about it.
Did Sammy's close down permanently?
I don't know about permanently, but it did close down during COVID. They were they couldn't hold it together. That place doesn't do well without guests.
Yes, it doesn't. It does not.
So, Michael, you're 20 plus in this business. We certainly can reminisce about Event Solutions and about TSE and San Francisco and all the different places we have been together in shows, but right around the corner, this episode will drop on the first day of the CaterSource Special Event Conference in Miami Beach, July 19 through 22. We're coming out of COVID. Some have fared better than others. I know you are one of those that kept the pace and kept on working. Congratulations on that. What is the hot list looking like this year, and how is it going to be different from last? Are you at the end of the hot list? Where are we?
So, the last time we were together on March 12th of 2020 with the hot list, we closed Vegas. Literally, that was the last big thing to happen. And this year will be the 20th anniversary of the hot list, Jack, which I'm extremely proud of.
Congratulations.
But I will tell you this. What's that? Say that again.
Congratulations, man. That's just awesome.
Thank you so much, my friend. It's amazing how the concept started just me wanting to share ideas, and now people literally coming out to say, Michael, what's new and hot? So when we left that show on March 12th of 2020, I had probably one of my favorite shows of all time. And the way it started, Sarah Miletus from my team says I pulled an audible on stage that day and stopped, because the night before, the president said, okay, no one's traveling. There's international shutdown. People started to scramble. We saw what was happening that week. Should we hug each other? Should we not hug each other? What's going on? The rental companies lost 300 contracts in just a matter of days. Now, an audience of 4,000 people, 800 probably made the exit doors faster than it looked like a cartoon with the smoke behind you or busting through a wall. And we had about 3,200 people in the audience that day. And I said, clear your heads for the next hour and a half. I'm going to give you energy. I'm going to make you feel good. But Monday's going to be a tough day. And we're going to have to make tough decisions on Monday morning. And everybody ran home. And it was an incredible show. And that's where hashtag Event Strong was born. And I told everybody, we got to be hashtag Event Strong. And it moved on from there. But this year's show is going to be different than last year's show. The 32 or 36 acts that I had one shot last year. And the money that they spent to be with us and to get their butts down to Las Vegas last year, it was crazy. But this year I'm going to give you some ideas, but I can't step on that stage as Michael Cerbelli's Hot List after a year that we went through. And I'm not looking back. I'm looking ahead. And that's what we need to do. Start looking ahead. What changes do we have to make? Not only with the ideas that we're presenting to our clients this year, but what we need to do to get through the rest of this year. We are not going to be a normal industry until we get through this year. And God, please, I pray for all of us that no new strains come in. We could get through this fall. Remember, Jack, last year we thought we'd be done with this by the end of the summer. And look at what happened. Yep. So
no, I'm going to be there
on that. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's hard to tell anybody, here's all the new ideas and come down there. The audience is going to be huge. We're going to have a great audience this year. It's going to be a positive audience. It's going to be the leaders of the industry. But you know what? Some company may not bring two or three people with them. We're going to have the decision makers. So it's probably going to be about half the size. So instead of me forcing, and I never forced, but I convinced people to come down and be there and meet the people in our industry, I'm going to give some great ideas and great inspiration. But when we hit that stage this year, I want you to remember one thing. When I hit that stage that morning, it's been 498 days since the last Hot List. And my dear friend, Mr. Brett Culp, is going to tell you what we did in 498 days.
You know, Michael, there's one thing about you. I never have to worry about you bringing the energy. I'm feeling it. You have never been the quiet one in the room. I so enjoy our time together, listening to you speak, the motivation that you bring into people watching you on stage. I am thrilled to be the official photographer again for this event.